I am Saria of the God Star, and I come bearing a message from the 24 elders who sit in the court of the sacred fire. As the instruments of the judgment of Almighty God, the 24 elders are twin flames in the service of hierarchy, and they represent the 12 hierarchies of the sun in the fulfillment of the Alpha and Omega spiral. Evolutions of these several worlds and systems of worlds who come to the end of their allotted span for opportunity of mastery in time and space are reviewed before the court of the sacred fire to determine whether opportunity should be extended or not, according to the cycles of usefulness of the individual life stream. The activities of the 24 elders are becoming more and more a part of the spirals of fulfillment of the planet Earth. For in this age, thousands upon thousands of life streams are coming to the conclusion of their allotted time. This includes the hierarchy of fallen ones as well as the hierarchy of light bearers. For those who have chosen the left-handed path, time is indeed short. For those who have chosen the pathway of light, there is opportunity to transcend this cosmos and to enter into the realm of spirit. The announcement which I bring concerns cycles of judgment which are being meted out, which have been and continue to be releases from the 24 elders, such as the dictation of Uriel the Archangel, such as the judgment delivered by Jesus the Christ in his address of this day. And you will be hearing from time to time, as greater numbers among humanity are brought before the tribunal of their own Christ consciousness. For here the Christ self of each one proclaims the reality and the unreality. Thus man stands to bear witness of his own actions, and the record is true, and the record beareth witness, and it cannot be gainsaid. I come then with a message of judgment for many, and the awareness of that judgment must be anchored in this plane. Therefore, the 24 elders deliver their vibration, their penetration of the energy of judgment through me and through this messenger, that the very ethers of the planet Earth, the planes of consciousness, even to the strata of the rock, record in electronic vibration that the hour of judgment is at hand, that ere the year 2000 comes to pass, many who now occupy four lower bodies will have taken their leave of Terra, never to return. Either they will be taken up in the ascension, or they will go through that which is called the second death, which is the death of the soul. The decision will be meted. It will be delivered by the 24 elders, and the dais in the court of the sacred fire, the place where the individual stands before the court, is a focus of the flame of Alpha and Omega. When time has run out for a life stream, and he stands upon that dais to receive the judgment, the flame of the sacred fire of the wholeness of God is passed through his consciousness, being, and world. If he is whole, if he is of the light, that fire will make permanent his consciousness and his identity in God. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, for they were whole in the Holy Spirit, and thus they were not consumed. Those who have woven only spirals of darkness, who have pursued evil, espoused the left-handed path and the tearing down of the Christ, these will find, when the spiral flows through consciousness, that it will act as a disintegrating spiral, and their very atoms and molecules will be separated and returned to the great source, purified, revitalized, prepared for the new creations of God. Thus you see, identity can be won, identity can be lost, and no one occupying time and space has the opportunity to fritter away time and the hours allotted, for no one can be certain when the hour of the last judgment will come. For it comes to each individual at the appointed hour, and then to the planet as a whole, when the planet herself will have reached that ultimate level of opportunity. This is the message of the 24 elders, that preparation for that trial must be made. That preparation requires total dedication, total awareness of life as one. The pursuit of God was never more vital than in this age. There are some among mankind who are aware that they have lived before, that they have lived over and over and over again. And they have come to take for granted perpetual opportunity, perpetual mercy. Well, I have come to tell you that there comes a time when the dissolution of the soul is mercy, both to the soul and to the Almighty. There have been numbers of life streams who have passed through the second death in recent years. There have been other numbers who have passed through the ritual of the ascension, who are counted among the saints of heaven. To place before you this knowledge and this word is the mercy of God. For everyone who yet has the breath of life in form, there is time to repent, there is time to withdraw energy from spirals of rebellion, there is time to become centered in God. But that time is precious, as gold, as jewels. Time must be honored as sacred. sacred opportunity for life, for immortality. The 24 elders desire to apprise you of the fact that there are some in embodiment who are candidates for the ascension. Likewise, there are those whose time will be up at the close of this life and who are candidates for the second death. This means that to this hour, they have unwisely used the life given to them and have continually rebelled against hierarchy and their teachers. For those who are candidates for the second death, time is indeed short. The keeper of the scrolls, who serves at this court of the sacred fire, is placing the list at this moment on the wall of one of the retreats of the Great White Brotherhood on this planet. That list is placed here so that also in these octaves, the names of those who are thus candidates will be released, and they will be aware in their own souls of the need, the great need for repentance. Now the keeper of the scrolls releases also the list of candidates for the ascension. You who have been called to that honor, to that opportunity, must understand that if you perform more than your share of bearing light and transmutation, you can in some measure be used to offset the darkness of those who are candidates for the second death. By balancing more than 51% of your karma, you begin to balance planetary karma. And that planetary karma does contain the momentums of darkness of these fallen ones. Therefore, the more you serve, the greater your dedication, the greater will be the opportunity for these lost souls to realize that the time is nigh when they must pursue God with heart and mind and soul. You recall the pronouncement that came through the Archangel Uriel of opportunity for the fallen ones, whereby the angels, the rebellious ones, were given a year to bend the knee and confess the Christ. You recall that many took advantage of this opportunity and repented. Those who did not, that portion of the fallen ones who refused that opportunity from God, are in this hour included in the list of those who are candidates for the second death. The 24 elders extend the greatest mercy that can be understood by an evolving soul anywhere in the universe. And they wait. And they wait. And they wait. Until the final sands descend in the hourglass before they will place the name of a soul upon that list. For in effect, that is the beginning of the judgment. These fallen ones, who move at astral levels as well as in physical embodiment, have in this moment had transferred to their awareness the knowledge that their names are on this list. And the trembling of their consciousness and the fear and the outer darkness is now upon them. And thus they are considering, even in this moment, whether or not it is the final call to repentance. And some are moving toward the declaration of the Christ even now, for they fear the ultimate loss of identity. Others are too proud. And unto the very moment of the dissolution of their souls, they will flaunt and curse the 24 elders. Such is the rebellion of the Luciferians that knows no bounds. I project the flame of reality. And in this flame and its presence, you will know that you have heard from one who makes his abode on the God star Sirius. And you will know that the words that I have spoken are truth, are real. Thus, by the circle of infinity, which I draw, I include all mankind in my love. And I shall personally support all who are striving to be free with the undergirdings of my own causal body, my own momentum of the sacred fire. Truly, you live in an hour when all of heaven has conspired to set you free. When all of heaven is reaching out for your victory. I bow before the light of God, before the 24 elders, and before your own Christ consciousness. And I seal you in the light of the God star. Earth has received this night the impression of the solar radiance of mighty beings who have not allowed their energies to be a part of this world for many thousands of years. And they have moved into the plains of Mater, energies that shall be for the quickening and for the culmination of the age. Thus watch as nature responds to the adjustment of her cycles and to the harmony of cosmos. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and